This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Liberty.
Come join us.
Up into the sky. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day, where I chuckle because if it wasn't for the sky, we wouldn't have a program, right? You know, all that stuff. Beaming Jay Kirshner is here with me, and it's a wonder of nature, or a wonder of something. I wonder, under the circumstances, I don't claim to know. There have been a few problems. Some of the stations are acknowledging, and I'm acknowledging, that we've had a few technical problems since we moved over to USA. And the stations don't want to hear why. They just want it fixed. And so who cares why? It's just something that needs to be fixed. So anyway, I'm thinking about all of the things in life that we ought to have right. You know, think about what's in your life and what's right and what you would like to make right. And we all have those wish lists, right? Don't we? I mean, I'd like to find some wonderful person to enjoy time with and share experiences with. I share them with my dog. Haven't shared them with another person other than my children and friends. But I haven't had somebody to actually hold
that
hands.
Romantic sense.
Yeah, that kissing and the fun that goes with it.
The snugs, yeah.
Life is to be enjoyed and shared, I think. That's one of the things. And then when things are kind of not really good, it's nice to have somebody who's interested in, kind of helping you.
Yeah, standing by you,
better.
Helping you stay strong.
Stand by your man.
But I think also, too, if, somebody's love language is that of touch, it's difficult to have that need met.
Yeah, right. The Attorney General of Texas, Mr. Ken Paxton, announced over the weekend the successful prosecution of a woman who committed 26 counts of voter fraud. This kind of brings me back around to giving justification to those who are concerned about how we vote. It's not about the Trump thing. It's about voting in general. Her name was Monica Mendez. And last Friday, she pled guilty to 26 counts of voter fraud in Victoria County, Texas.
Time to do that?
Right. You vote 26 times? I've told the story on the air, and several references. My father, when he was old enough to vote, he grew up in South Boston. He was an orphan. And so you're subject to lots of exposure to the ward, what they call the ward bosses. I don't know if they still call them that in big cities or not anymore, but these are the guys that their job was to get out the vote. But the way they did it wasn't to send out, get voter registration drives. They had lists of people who were dead. And so they'd go, my father told the story of a group of 10, that every time there was an election, this fellow who was the ward boss would come to them. They'd have a meeting, and this is any election. So he had a list of 10 people that he would give to these 10 guys. There were 10 wards in the city, and this guy would, they all had ward boss, but they all were going around to the different wards in the city and voting. So they would vote for people who were dead. They go in and they present they just say, I'm Joe Blow from whatever down on D Street. Okay, Joe, here's your ballot. And they'd vote for, they weren't Joe Blow, but they'd vote for him and vote for the guy. He gave Mitch $100, $10 a vote to go to the various polling places and vote for people who were dead. And so that kind of thing went on. And frankly, I think it still does go on. Wasn't there an example, was it Chicago or maybe Charlotte, some city, I remember last time, there were a number of people who voted, and then somebody looked at the list and compared them to the people who were deceased in the city and found hundreds of people who were dead voting. So that kind of stuff goes on. According to this indictment, Ms. Mendez was in charge of a voting harvesting operation aimed at influencing the results of some local elections. This particular one was the utility board. I don't even know what the utility board does, but anyway, she was sentenced to 5 years of deferred adjudication probation, which means that if you don't do it again for the next 5 years, then we won't send you to jail. That's basically what that means. The election integrity law that was signed by the governor of Texas, there were a lot of people that were upset about it because they said it suppressed minority voting. I don't buy that for a second and never have. There are people who say, what are you talking about? Yeah, there's all kinds of crooks doing all kinds of things. But what is there about, and this is something that nobody has ever explained to me why it is or how it is. Even people who are illiterate can get an ID. There are people who can't. There are plenty of Hispanics that come to this country to get driver's licenses. They can't read or speak a lick of English. And the signs, as much as people want to put Spanish signs everywhere to, you know, instead of stop. What's the word in Spanish for stop?
Alto.
Alto. Okay. So,
but the thing is, regardless of the language, it's still an octagon and it's still red.
Yeah.
Isn't it? No matter where you go in the world, the stop sign always has
stop signs. A stop sign. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, the bill in Texas banned overnight voting, early voting, drive-through voting, which is all okay with me. I'm all for making people identify themselves. It's not that difficult if you really value your citizenship. And after all, it is a privilege. It's not a right to vote. I don't think you have a right to vote. It's a privilege, right? I think that's the way it works. I think you're not automatically entitled to vote just because you've shown up. So anyway, this business makes it harder for fraudulent votes to be cast. And I think that under the circumstances that there are plenty. I mean, I admit to doing, as an example, I've told the story before. I admit to being engaged in voter fraud. The statute of limitation is gone, so I can't be prosecuted now. I voted absentee in Florida election. Let me think, when was the election? I think it was like 1996, maybe.
Well, was this to prove a point, not to actually change?
Yeah.
What?
No, it was to prove a point.
26 times. It was just to prove that it could easily be done.
Right. And it was. I voted absentee in Florida. I voted in Massachusetts in the morning. I got on a plane, went to California, and voted in California in the afternoon. So I shouldn't have been allowed to do that. But I did, to make a point. You're right. And people have laughed about it afterwards. But it's kind of serious when you get right down to it. The fact that that can be done and has been done, ought not to be done, but it is. We've got a really, the system here is so weighted. And I say this without it trying to sound political. Democrats want to help. It would seem, my conclusion here, let's just put it that way, is that it seems that Democrats are all about the business of helping people. It looks like this. The apparent collusion that goes on is to help get more votes, not to necessarily help people. I make a blanket statement, but you know, I'm sure with some people they're well-intentioned for sure. But there are too many people who are just about that's what I call voter harvesting, frankly. Getting people who come into the country, let them come in, give them everything, vote for me because I helped you get into this country and get what you got. I think that's a horrible reality. But it is a reality. Speaking of realities, every day we have a podcast that's produced. Matter of fact, Jay does most of the work in that. The Good Day Download, you can go back through the last week. We had a conversation about Dolly Parton's $1 million donation and sharing details of where it went. That was kind of cool. We also talked about students in an elementary school one day last week in Alaska drinking floor sealant as a breakfast drink instead of milk. Can you imagine? Good God. We had a conversation about a lost wedding ring that was found, and the conversation we had about wearing wedding rings, whether you do or you don't, that was it.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people don't wear them in general. I never wear mine. But a lot of people wear them except to work if they have to do, if their job entitles them to do a lot in their hands, with their hands, entails them to do a lot with their hands, I should say. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah, we're not alone if we don't wear our wedding bands, people.
No, we are. That's not, but I look around. If I'm interested in somebody, I look to see if they're wearing a ring just for, I want to see if they're wearing a ring. No, I wouldn't ever want to get involved in a situation. In fact, I have. It didn't work out well. So,
so you've been there, done that.
Yeah,
Doug.
I have been there and done that. And no, not a good, it's not a good place to go. When I was young and stupid, I did stuff like that. Also, a recent Good Day download, a focus on a horse race. Remember the man versus, so we've had, anyway, the point is that we have lots of great conversations and we capture the best part, the essence of the conversations, and put them together in our daily podcast. It's called the Good Day Show Download. Good Day Download. You can get it at gooddayshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also hear the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing too.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More, with the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, 19 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The bear. You've heard the story about the bear who was euthanized after ripping into a tent over the weekend, injuring a mother and her daughter. This was in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Scratched their faces.
A three-year-old. How did they find the bear? One bear looks the same as another bear, doesn't it? Now, how do you know looking at a bear?
The dad gave a very detailed description of what this bear looked like, and then rangers and everybody set up different traps, and this bear that fell under the description, which was a big bear, bigger than it should have been given that time of year, which proves that it was finding unnatural food resources, and it just went right into that trap.
All right, look out for bears. 21 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Liberty.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the 20th of June. Hello. Oh, welcome to the DJV. No, Dan, will you stop it? the Doug Stephan. We were laughing. Rich McFadden and I and a couple of other people remembering back to when I changed to the DJV program, how long it took me to stop saying Doug Stephan's good day. Now that we've gone back to Doug Stephan's good day as a handle, it's one of those things. If that's the only thing in the transition I have to worry about. Yeah, of course. We all do things out of habit. Father's Day was yesterday. Got some interesting comments from some of our listeners about what they did for Father's Day. What did you do? You can share it with us, and we'll share it with you right after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Let's get to those Father's Day celebration comments from some of our listeners. I got a couple here. Debbie and Lynn. What a great name. Lynn Charlene Smith Greer.
Right? Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, that's great. All right, so what'd she do for Father's Day?
Lynn Charlene shared a photo. Oh, it was so great seeing all these different photos. Yeah. She said that in the photo, it's her dad standing beside a ship dog from World War II at Pearl Harbor, and went on to say that he survived but never talked about the war and had a lifetime of nightmares.
I think that's the case with many, many men and women, but men who are in. Can you imagine, and this is about the horrors of war and a man's inhumanity to man as much as anything else. We all talk about our reverence for life and respect for life and that sort of thing. And then you see what the damn Japanese did at Pearl Harbor. And I say that not advisedly. The Japanese were damned when they went after us at Pearl Harbor, and the next 5 years of unspeakable, atrocious horrors that they committed to not only Americans that they captured, but others. It was
a complete ambush while people were like still waking up.
Plus the way, like the March to Bataan and things, it was the way, I don't know, it's unspeakable. All right, quick comment from Debbie.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, moving on to the good stuff. Debbie Selby celebrated by taking the classic car downtown and took her dad to breakfast.
Oh, cool. What kind of a car? I would wonder. I would kind of wonder what the car.
I'll have to ask her.
We're going to have a.
Oh, my goodness. I love when there's a car show in town and see the parade of just. And it's not even an official parade, just this parade of all these people. And then Janet Mattson shared a really great photo and a nice story about how her dad was in the hospital and just they kept getting yelled at because they were laughing too loud.
All right, 28 past the hour.
Repeat after me. I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
It's Jamie from Progressive.
Jamie!
No, it's all right. I can talk. Progressive protects you 24-7, which means you can contact us anytime. I'm getting a loud sound, so I'm going to talk louder. What can I help you with today? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Progressive can do that. There's that noise again. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker.
Contact us 24-7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Small businesses have taken another hit in the hiring game. Companies with fewer than 50 employees have lost staffers in three of the past 4 months. That's according to ADP payroll data, even as employment at larger firms continues to grow. Owners of many small businesses say inflation has added to the pressures of an already tight job market. Robert Bo Nettleton, a county commissioner in Val Verde County, Texas, is reporting they are going to step up busing illegal immigrants from border towns to other communities. He says, quote, it will relieve some of the pressure off the border communities, but then it's going to create a problem in other communities, end quote. A teen is dead and three others are injured, including an officer, after a shooting in Washington, D.C. overnight at an unlicensed music festival called Mochella. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Former Ambassador for Germany Rick Grenell on Newsmax over the weekend says President Biden's fall from his bicycle on Saturday, when combined with other incidents that have happened since his election, is just another piece of the puzzle that shows he's not well.
Well, first of all, our friends and our adversaries and others are watching this and they're seeing the decline of Joe Biden. Everybody knows this. No one is allowed to say it in Washington, D.C., but everybody else sees it. Now, look, the fact is falling off a bike, getting your foot caught in a pedal, all of that is what happens to normal people, and we wouldn't be able to kind of string this together if it didn't come with him falling upstairs, seeing a shuffle, seeing him shake hands with the air, seeing him literally like lose cognitive function in the middle of a speech. We all see it. And only in Washington, D.C. are they trying to say, don't believe what you see. And so today's episode, I think, is just another piece of that puzzle that Joe Biden is not well and that he clearly isn't running the country.
The New Hampshire Department of Safety is reporting a massive yacht caught fire on the Piscataqua River in Newcastle Saturday and sank after three people and two dogs jumped overboard. The 72-foot vessel, named Elusive, was on its way to the marina when it sank. The people and canines were rescued by Good Samaritans on nearby boats. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The charts for last week, I was looking at some of the comments, actually, that came from some of the listeners about the top stories. This is called News Talk Radio, because we talk about what's in the news. It doesn't have to always be serious. It doesn't have to always be political. It can be about things that just all of us are either concerned about or we know about. There's a little bit we want to know more.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe somebody who's on the radio is good and they give you more than one thing to think about with regard to whatever the issue is of the day, the event is of the day, the people folks are talking about. For example, Tom Brady. We all know who Tom Brady is, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady says he's spending more time with his family. The Tom Brady, 44 years old. He has talked. Everybody wants to interview him. And in a recent interview, Jay, he said he needs to be better about being a dad, balancing his career and his family. during the off season. My family has a lot of time. I enjoy that. He said, I can do a better job with it, though. Well, can't we all? I mean, as a father, I think back when I was yesterday, when my daughter's in England, so I didn't get a chance to talk to her. We went back and forth a little bit, but for some reason or another, FaceTime didn't work in England. I thought it would, but it didn't. So we were back and forth exchanging what they were doing, and she's very loving, and she's very, very thoughtful when it comes to things like Father's Day, even though when you really get right down to it, as my son, who's moderately jaded, he likes to blame me for that, he smiles when he says it, though. The idea of sending a card, Hallmark, they're all just making money, you know, this stuff that you hear all the time. But it is kind of fun to have a day for fathers and for mothers, in addition to having a birthday and other kinds of celebrations.
Yeah, specific day that honors you, except everybody who has the birthday that falls on Father's Day every so many years, or the birthday that falls on Mother's Day so many years. My son is going to be, his birthday will fall on Father's Day next year, and my birthday falls on Mother's Day every so many years.
Really?
And I'm very clear when I state, you do not wrap them both up into one. There will still be two celebrations.
They will still be honored separately. Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter's birthday is December 27th, and Miles, my grandson's birthday is December 22nd.
Oh, so they get wrapped up into Christmas
right
New Year's.
On topic. Well, but we make a big deal out of Megan, and I think last year we celebrated them all together. I'm trying to remember where we were, because I don't remember what I was doing last Christmas. I wasn't with them then, but I was with Megan on her birthday. I think I don't know, it's not important. I just know that as a youngster growing up, she would always remind us, but never be difficult about Mommy, Daddy, my birthday is close to Christmas, how do I celebrate my birthday? And so we separated it out, as I think you ought to do, as you've just suggested. Let's not wrap them all up into one day. That doesn't seem fair. So anyway, I digress from Father's Day and Tom Brady. The idea of spending more time with your family, I was guilty of not doing enough of that when my children were smaller because I was always working. I was always at it. It was always on purpose. Do you know what I mean? And now, I couldn't yesterday because there wasn't anybody around. I've had my days, because most people who listen to me or have listened for a while know that my children are both in California. And so when it comes to birthdays, I go out there for Brendan's birthday, I'm there for Megan's birthday, I'll be there for Miles' birthday, I'll be there for Jasper's birthday, because it's important. And on three or four occasions on Father's Day in the past, I've gotten on a plane, first flight out in the morning to L.A., get there in time for brunch. We'd spend 3 or 4 hours together. I go back to the airport, get on a plane, and come home. And so
that was commitment. Fun. That's effort.
They're my children. So I want them to feel like they are my number one priority, which was the good thing when we were divorced. I was married very young and got divorced very young and never been married again. My wife and I always sort of referred to her as my wife, even though she wasn't. She was never my wife because the minister didn't sign the marriage certificate.
I never heard the story.
Yeah, really. I think I do remember telling the story. My wife was a nun. She was in a convent, Sisters of Mary's, as a teaching order in North Carolina. She was at, what was the name of the abbey? I remember driving by it once. It's not important to the story. So anyway, she was having an affair with a priest while she was a nun, and she couldn't handle it anymore, so she got out. And she came to Massachusetts. The brother of the fellow who ran the school where she was teaching had a brother who was the principal of the school up here in Framingham, and he had an opening, so he sent Tony up to Framingham, and she got a job teaching. And I was the first person she met when she got off the plane, not literally, but I was the first person that she met. I was introduced to her by a friend of mine that had gone to college with me, who was teaching at the same school with her. So over the course of our relationship, I learned some things. And anyway, this guy, when we got married 3 months after we met each other, My mother had just died. It was a real psychological, like, hello, talk about the perfect storm. She just gotten out of the convent. My mother, so we got married anyway. And when we got married, the priest, she asked for this priest to marry us. I had my minister and her priest, and they were both supposed to sign the, and this was the priest that she had the relationship with when she was in the convent. Anyway, so they didn't sign the marriage certificate. Apparently, they talked to each other about the circumstances, and they both decided they weren't going to sign the marriage certificate, so they didn't. I didn't know it. Neither did Tony, I don't think. So we were husband and wife, but we weren't ever, I mean, we weren't in the eyes of the state or
when
the church.
When did you find out?
Not till after Tony died, actually, in 20, I don't know, we were going through her papers, and Megan found the wedding certificate and said, hey, Dad, look, there's no signature.
What a crummy situation that was done behind your back on such a significant moment in your life and didn't find out. Ugh.
I loved her dearly. I say I've loved 2.5 women in my life, and she certainly was one of them. It's just we were horrible as a couple. We were horrible as husband and wife. Horrible. But great friends, and we had an enduring relationship for her whole life. The rest of it, anyway. All right, so why did I go down that? Oh, we're talking about what's valuable, what's important to people, how you decide what it is that's important in Father's Day, Mother's Day. Those things are important if you are in that league. So this whole 6 minutes of conversation brought to you by Tom Brady, who decided to go public with why he's spending more time with his family. Good for him. So some of the thoughts from the charts last week, I was looking at all the things that we talk about every week. For those of you who are new, some of the new stations, new program directors listening to hear what we do, on Fridays we take the list from Talkers Magazine. There are a list of things, 10 stories and 10 people who have been, according to the research done by Talkers, deemed to be the big stories of the week. And certainly on the traditional news talk stations, these become the whopping big conversation points. I don't necessarily go down that same street, but we do normally talk about most of these things in the course of our week. Not that they become the big things, but we certainly have talked a lot about the heat wave and the floods in Kansas, what happened to all those cows, the flooding in the Yellowstone, you know, that kind of stuff. What's going on
with Ukraine?
Yeah. So I thought, and social media was big last week. It's becoming more and more a focal point, just social media itself. So anyway, some of the people that responded on our social media to last week's top news stories, Jay, who is saying what about what?
Greg Dunn says that economy national mood was number one on the stories list.
Yes.
And he chimes in, economy is rightfully tops. Yellowstone has affected so many people and is a major setback to towns reliant on tourism who just were dealing with the pandemic.
Okay,
that
so
is
two comments.
Very accurate. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tim Palmer actually says that none of those stories were anything that it should have been about the gas prices. He wasn't really following it.
Well, that was the economy was number one.
Like that falls into, into the economy the national mood because it's a big conversation. And he continues that the American people are getting ripped off by big oil companies and our own politicians on both sides.
Agreed. 100% right, sir. Yes. Thank you for pointing that out.
Mike Thatcher says the Abbott baby formula monopoly should still be top on the list. Adds that his adopted daughter spent her first 7 months in an orphanage getting only powdered and canned milk, and she's always being acknowledged / honored for her achievements in academia. I think that people worry rather than think and improvise.
I think what he's talking about, his daughter was grown up, and this was her experience when she was a youngster.
When she was young, the first 7 months of her life. Yeah. There wasn't baby formula. It was powdered milk and canned milk.
So there are two sides to this story. One of them is the outrage that he speaks about with regard to one company controlling pretty much the entire source of baby food. There's way too much of that in the dairy business. Four companies, one company controls 80%, but there are only four national companies that really have any impact, any sway. And that's the same with beef. It's the same with pretty much all of the food that we're not getting from a local family farmer, that kind of stuff. That's not acceptable. It's not the American way, and yet it has become the American way. And the gas gouging that's being done by Mobil, Exxon, and the other folks that own these big, huge oil companies, they're all screwing us and getting away with it, and it's just plain wrong. It's not the American way. 47 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Jamie's Log, Progressive, The Harrington's Backyard, Day 27, 3:33 a.m. 3:33, all those threes mean something. Or I may be losing it. Been camped in The Harrington's Backyard for 27 days now, proving that Progressive has 24-7 protection. They told me every day they understand what 24-7 protection means. Think I'm finally getting through to them. 3:33.
Progressive doesn't just offer a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection. Just not literally from Jamie. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Plus terms.
Wow, it's becoming the theme for the program. I sent this message to a few people, the audio message. Hi, he's coming to take you away. Ha ha. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the DJ, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It was the old DJ the program as well. The theme from Jaws, Chuck. All right, we just had this, so what's up now?
Well, Friday we talked about the this day in movie history, the release of Jaws 2. This day in movie history, June 20th, 1975, a game changer. Jaws was released in theaters, probably around 475 screens nationwide. As an example, a movie like Jurassic World Dominion's on about 4,700. So think about that. Jaws, 75, 475, a big blockbuster movie now, 4,700 screens. The reason it was a game changer is because in 75, all studios, when they thought they had a big film like a Bond movie, this is still in the height of the disaster craze. Poseidon Adventure, 72, Towering Inferno, 74, Earthquake, 74, where they would release those films Thanksgiving, Christmas time. That's when people flocked to theaters. Since Jaws was a summer movie, took place at a beach in the ocean, Universal took a flyer and said, let's release this movie in the summer in June, see what happens, and people flocked to theaters. And then from that point on, studios released big movies in the summer as well as Christmas. It was a great movie. I think one of the probably 25 best films ever produced. Had people lined up around city blocks, played for like 2 years in movie theaters. So this day in movie history, Doug, June 20th, 1975, the iconic Spielberg movie Jaws released in theaters.
All right, let's fast forward to June, the third weekend in June 2022. Box office totals. So what's the shape of the box office?
It's really dominated by three movies. New release was Lightyear, Pixar's prequel to Toy Story. Underperformed, I mean, if you think 40, 51 million is underperforming, but it was tracking at around 90 million. The tracking was way off, so it is an underperformer. For whatever reason, people that they thought would come out to see this movie, it's a Pixar summer movie, so it is surprising. It came in second at the box office, Lightyear, 51 million. Jurassic World Dominion did hold the top spot week to week, 58.7 million, 57% drop off week to week, which is standard among a big opening. It's on 250 million in 10 days, which is very solid. Now, the big story really is Top Gun Maverick. Just a 19% fall off week to week, $44 million fourth weekend, $466 million, the biggest hit in Tom Cruise's career, which is weird. Here's the thing: I said this to a buddy, sent him a text yesterday. Doug, think about this: it almost feels like Tom Cruise, at the age of 59, has been reborn as a movie star for a new generation with this success. I mean, it's hard to believe. Like you could, and it is sort of hard to believe that Tom Cruise never started a movie that made. That had a $100 million opening weekend. But if he's caught lightning in a bottle. People really dig this movie, and they obviously are going back to see it more than one time.
I haven't seen it yet, but I sure want to. I'll tell you something. You know and I know that somebody in a boardroom in L.A. has already said, okay, get ready, write another script. We're doing another one of these movies.
I don't think they should because I think this is a really nice bookend, Top Gun, and then this movie Maverick, three decades later. Having said that, you're right, and if they open a checkbook, he'll probably do it. Now this week at theaters, you're going to have Baz Luhrmann's Elvis with Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker.
Parker
as Elvis. Getting really good buzz. I'm really interested to see how it does. I just read an article yesterday that talked about now that the studios and the theaters feel confident that big popcorn movies, the big event movies, have stabilized and will do well, which they have. But the question for the industry where the theaters and the studios have to get together to have an understanding is how do they make the moderate budget films, more of them in the marketplace, work for both studio and theater. That's the key to getting the industry really back where it was post-COVID. It won't be that easy to do because they have lost. I mean, the reality is they have lost older females who have not returned to movies the way they need them to. So they got to find an answer to that issue, Doug.
I bet you all the females are flocking to see Tom Cruise. I can put money on that. What's that?
I hope so. But in general, like the non-popcorn movie, the let's say the $30 million drama, they need to get people to those movies. Let's see how that goes. Hopefully they will.
More Liam Neeson movies. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.